Fifth Sunday of Easter, Year A. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. During those days, as the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenists made a complaint against the Hebrews, that in the daily distribution their widows were being overlooked. So the 12 called a full meeting of the disciples and addressed them. It would not be right for us to neglect the word of God in order to wait at tables. You, brothers, must select from among yourselves 7 men of good reputation, filled with the Spirit and with wisdom, whom we should appoint to this task. As for us, we will continue to devote ourselves to prayer and to the service of the word. The whole assembly approved of this proposal and elected Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. These they presented to the apostles, and after prayer they laid their hands on them. The word of the Lord continued to spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem was greatly increased, and a large group of priests made their submission to the faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is fitting for the upright. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp, with a 10-stringed lute sing him songs. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and his merciful love fills the earth. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Yes, the Lord's eyes are on those who fear him, who hope in his merciful love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Come to him, the living stone, rejected by human beings but chosen and precious before God. As a spiritual house be built up, you too into a holy priesthood, to offer the spiritual sacrifices made acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Since Scripture says, "See, I am laying a stone in Zion, a chosen, a precious cornerstone, and no one who relies on it will be put to shame. To you who believe, it is an honor, but to those who do not believe, it is rather a stone which the builders rejected that became a cornerstone and a stumbling stone, a rock to trip people up. They stumbled over it by failing to believe in the word. They were destined for this. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people to be a personal possession, to declare the qualities of God who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many places to live in. Otherwise would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way. I am truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From this moment you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, Philip, and you still do not know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own account, but the Father dwelling in me is doing his works. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe it on the evidence of these works. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the same works as I do myself, and will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.